אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מתוך מאמר.
We are reading excerpts from the articles of Rabash. We are in excerpt 11 on the topic of faith above reason. Excerpt 11 in the booklet Faith Above Reason. Concerning above reason applies to both mind and heart. This is why not every person can enter the work of holiness in the form of bestowal, which is work above reason. Therefore, when teaching the rest of the world the work of the Creator, the order is, as Maimonides said, that Rambam, that they begin in Lo Lishma, not for her name, until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, and then they are told that the essence of the work is in order to bestow, which is called work for the Creator. However, we should understand why above reason is better. The contrary seems to make more sense, that if serving the Creator were clothed within reason, more people would come and want to be servants of the Creator. Baal Shalom said that one should not think that when the Creator gives us His work in the form of above reason, it is a low degree. Rather, we should believe that it is a very high degree, for only by that does one have a chance to be able to work in order to bestow. Otherwise, he would have to fall into in order to receive.
Let's imagine to ourselves, if we were to remain in an order to receive, and we would work with all of our strength to profit and succeed and to receive, in order to receive, to serve the Creator, but in order, in exchange for some kind of a good reward, we would be very limited. We would all the time make this type of calculation. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Etc. Which is why our kli would never be that kli of Ein Sof. We wouldn't be able to feel the Creator to reach Him. There would always remain this thing that the Creator gives without any calculation and I receive with a calculation. That's why we wouldn't reach this equivalence with the Creator, which is why the Creator has no possibility to create the created being in a way that will be similar to Him, but only if the created being would acquire this above reason, that it required an above reason. And only in this way can we really understand and feel the Creator, His calculation. We can come to His degree. We can understand and feel reality, how He sees it. And we are as if not in this reality. If we reach the full correction, then we're as if not existing in reality, since we are the desire to receive. If we correct it, then there is no desire to receive. Then everything is as if working in order to bestow. It becomes like that light, that the darkness shines as light. And therefore, we need to understand that this calculation that we need to make and to do it in order to bestow is a very special calculation. Very special calculation. That only through it we can understand and feel the Creator's degree. Okay? I see only PT29 wants to ask. Okay.
It's written that not everyone can enter the spiritual work. This work of sanctity.
So what are you asking? Who can and who cannot? Whoever thinks that he's able to, then let him make this effort and let him reach it. And whoever thinks that he cannot, and not everyone, I agree that not everyone, so then he does not reach it.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Moscow
1.
В примере, который вы сейчас сказали,
in this example that you just brought up, if there would only be reception without a restriction, I didn't understand why this restriction still occurs.
Since the will to receive, it depends on the calculation of the created being. And if it rises in faith above reason, then it makes of itself, it becomes unlimited and becomes like the creator. Okay? Kazakhstan.
You've said that a person without bestowal becomes a fool. And in this world, perhaps we could see certain genius scientists, but can you bring an example of our wisdom increasing with increased sanctity?
When a person makes a calculation how much he wants to bestow, he makes this calculation towards the other, with the vessels of the other, that he needs to connect those vessels to him and make a calculation how he receives for them and how he bestows to them, meaning he all the time expands himself as if he gets bigger and bigger and bigger on the calculation of the other. And through these actions, through this tendency that he connects with the other, he becomes more and more inclusive within himself, all of the desires that the Creator created. He connects to him all of the shattered kelim, and he fulfills them, and then becomes to the intensity of him and the Creator. PT 18.
Above reason, the way we usually talk about it, as an addition to the avyud that is revealed between us, and we work above it to go faith above reason, and then there is knowledge that is revealed in a clear way through our work, this understanding of the connection between us. So the question is, how in this additional understanding can we work above reason?
The question is not clear and just doesn't even exist. No, don't explain it further. You're confusing people. You think exactly how to do this action for the sake of bestowing to the other. Then you won't have any confusion. You'll understand how to do it. In this action of bestowing to the other, there doesn't need to be any confusion. You simply take their desires, you feel them as your own, you make a calculation over them in the state that they are in you, you receive in order to bestow for them, and then you pass them onwards to them. You understand all these actions that you need to do? You work with the desire of the other as if he's in you.
Thank you, Ruff. Can I ask another question? What is the difference between faith above reason in Mocha and in Liba, mind and heart?
No, I can't talk about this right now. But soon we'll reach this. Kiev.
Ты работаешь с желаниями ближними в то время, когда он работает.
You work with the desires of your friend while he is within you. Can you speak about that in more detail? I include within me the desire of my friend. What does it mean that I include this desire? What happens next?
He writes about it in a few articles that I need to feel desires, the friend's desire is my own desire, and then I absorb this desire, and I receive then for them. Then out of this adhesion, I pass it onwards to them. How does a mother, how does she do it? In order to prepare the embryo or the little one. This is how we do it. And each shall help his friend and being incorporated with one another. How can we connect otherwise? We're all vessels of reception. But each and every one, if he does it like this and works with the other, then by this he receives desires from the other, and he works with these desires in order to fulfill them, and afterwards he passes it onwards to the other. So that, therefore, each of one of us towards the other, once he is greater than all of his friends, and at times he is lower than all his friends, smaller. And in this type of communication, we fulfill all of the kilim in inclusion with one another.
You said that we are working in relation to the friend as a mother in relation to our child. And this morning you also said that we become this ubar as a result. How can I tie these two together?
I am not going according to these confusions that you want to confuse everyone. You understand? Think well before you want to ask whether your questions will help others. Otherwise, you bury yourself, and I will not answer you any further. Be careful. Let's continue.
We will be reading item 12. Although more people would be serving if the work had been within reason, they would never be able to achieve adhesion with the Creator, which is the work in order to bestow. Hence, although there would be an increase in quantity in terms of quality, it would be impossible for man to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the creatures, according to His desire to do good to His creations. Thus, for the delight and pleasure that the creatures will receive to be flawless, meaning to avoid having the bread of shame, there was the correction of the tzimtzum, restriction, that the upper abundance would not shine unless it was where there is equivalence form. This is considered that the creatures receive the abundance in vessels of bestowal. And when there are no vessels of bestowal in the creatures, they must remain in the dark, which is called they will die without wisdom. However, we should know that although there is the light of Torah in Lo Lishma as well, of which our sages said one should always engage in Torah and Mitzvot in Lo Lishma, because from Lo Lishma we come to Lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Afterwards, one must reach Lishma. In other words, he should come to work above reason, in mind and heart.
Again.
Although more people would be serving if the work had been within reason, they would never...
Iran, we don't understand what you're doing. Say the excerpt number 12. We're reading it again. Maybe it seems to you that everyone has the text and everyone understands Hebrew and everything, but I'm really asking you. for everything to be well defined.
We'll read excerpt 12 once again from the article of Rabash concerning above reason. Although more people would be serving if the work had been within reason, they would never be able to achieve adhesion with the Creator, which is the work in order to bestow. Hence, although there would be an increase in quantity, in terms of quality, it would be impossible for man to be able to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to give to the creatures, according to His desire to do good to His creations. Thus, for the delight and pleasure that the creatures will receive to be flawless, meaning to avoid having the bread of shame, there was the correction of the tzimtzum restriction that the upper abundance would not shine unless it was where there is equivalence of form. This is considered that the creatures receive the abundance in vessels of bestowal. And when there are no vessels of bestowal in the creatures, they must remain in the dark, which is called, they will die without wisdom. However, we should know that although there is the light of Torah in Lo Lishma as well, of which our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot in Lo Lishma, because from Lo Lishma we come to Lishma. Since the light in it reforms him, afterwards one must reach Lishma. In other words, he should come to work above reason in mind and heart.
Kafkas.
Kafkas.
Vakasha.
Hello, Rav. A friend's desire. I feel it in my knowledge and then work above it? Or is it something I create instead of my knowledge and then I work through prayer to rise above it?
We need to always try to work only within the society, not alone, not in your own personal desire alone, but only out of the common desire of everyone, the whole ten. And in this way, you would be able to advance and succeed. Meaning, I never make a calculation over myself. To make a calculation over myself, for who? And to make a calculation for the Creator is also impossible. Only out of the friends. So the calculation is always, how can I make an action that we'll be together, I and the friends, and between us together, to the Creator. Try to do it in this way, and you'll see, although it's complex, but a few such exercises that you will do, you'll feel how much how much you are truly within a spiritual action. In this way, you would be within a spiritual action.
Latin 1.
Gracias, Rav. ¿Puedo hacer una pregunta?
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask about what you answered, Vlad?
Well, ask.
Good.
En mi interior, la carencia o el defecto, y preguntar.
I need to see within myself a hisaron, a lack, or.
Repeat, please.
Repeat it, please.
interior.
Do I need to see a lack within myself? Or do I need to see my shortcomings and ask about them?
I don't understand it.
No, no lo puedo hacer, no puedo clarificar la pregunta. Es para formular una pregunta bien, para hacer una pregunta bien.
I'm unable to formulate the question in order to ask the correct question.
You need to first of all write out the question that will be clear for you, that you'll be able to add a few words here and there to arrange it, and afterwards you can read it out to us and get an answer.
El tema de la pregunta.
It's clear, but the theme, the topic of the question, do I need to have a lack that exists in the friends, or the shortcomings that exist in the friends? So I need to ask the question through that.
It doesn't matter. It depends on what you're asking. On both this and that. Maybe he's asking about a prayer, whether you should pray on this or that, Rav. I don't know. I'm not making such calculations. PT 18.
Rabash writes that the vessels of the stole.
The created being, so can it reach from the start? That, Rav, how can it? That's what I'm asking. For this, it needs the group, the books, the teacher, and a certain amount of time of exertion, and then it can reach the vessels of bestowal.
I'm just reading what Rabash writes. And I'm asking the question out of this. If I am a desire to receive, then how can I come to that state? Once again.
So I'm telling you, Mister, I'm telling you, you have a group. Yes, speak with the group. Think about them and not about yourselves. That you need to, as if, combine them, be the matchmaker between them and the Creator, to connect them to the Creator. You arrange them such that you bestow to the Creator by this, that you connect them to Him, and that He will bestow to them, not to you. You don't need any reward. Your entire reward is that they will have it. Do such things, and you'll see how you reach the state of the light. That the Creator, to the extent that you bring Him the deficiencies in the group for Him to fulfill them, by this you'll feel it in return, how the Creator fulfills the group according to your prayer.
Rav, each one in the ten needs to take on others' lacks, and then together we can ascend them, raise them?
Everyone together, and then you'll cause this.
So we need these lacks, to collect these lacks in the ten, in the center of the ten, and then at some point through a prayer, we can connect them and raise them.
Yeah, for to be like that, that's also correct. P.T. Young.
What is the light in the Torah and Lulishma?
The light in the Torah and Lulishma, it's that it simply maintains you in life, the small illumination.
If I don't feel it, then what should I do?
If you don't feel it, doesn't mean it's not there. Even right now, a certain small light is illuminating on you. It's maintaining you in your existence. That's how it is. Tel Aviv 1.
איזה פעולות אפשר לעשות, כדאי לעשות, למען העשירייה?
Which actions should I do, can I do for the ten so that the work between us would be more qualitative and quantitative?
What Rabash is writing in all of the social writings. What are you asking me? Look at what he's writing. In those 15 or so articles in which he writes how we need to connect in the 10 in order from this the spiritual kli to be built, that out of it we'll be able to bestow to the Creator, and within it, accordingly, we can reveal the Creator. Connection between us. Okay. Good. So by this we'll conclude. We'll rise again in the morning with a new song in the heart. And what else do we have to say? Yes, preparations to lesson 2:45. And in the meantime, a song and go to sleep until tomorrow.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite.
Let the love shine night and day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.